This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2006. Now, I did not name this show 12-year-olds because of Cheryl Mikowski or talking with her or her daycare center or anything. However, there are two stories that I have about 12-year-olds, actually three stories. But the first story is that I was on Skype earlier and I was going to record a show with a listener named Ollie, who I talked about on yesterday's show about the emails. And so I went ahead and I set up the show and I called him on Skype and we started talking, and then he tells me that he's 12 years old. And I, of course, instantly get, you know, scared shitless and decide that I can't record the show with him. So I don't record it, and then I did talk with him a little bit afterwards and tried to explain to him that, you know, it's not right for a 42-year-old man to be talking to a 12-year-old on the internet and that kind of thing. And I would just get scared. I mean, even if we're not even talking about sex, it's just not the point. I mean, the point is just don't do it. So I hope he understands, and I completely cut him off and said, you know, I just can't record the show. And actually, I will play the first, like, couple of minutes that I recorded with, like a minute. Excuse me. I did record like a minute, and I'll play that now for you. So, I mean, just so you can hear my reaction when he tells me he's 12 years old. So listen to this, and then I'll be back in just a second. On yesterday's show, you heard that I got an email from Ollie, who was a little upset that I didn't mention his emails on the show last week. Well, as it turns out, Ollie is on Skype, and we are going to call him. He's in the UK, in Liverpool, I believe. We're going to call him and chat with him, and just let's get to know a listener. So let's call Ollie and see what he has to say.
Hi, Archer.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Good.
So you're Ollie, our listener in Liverpool, right?
Yep, I am.
All right, now you need to tell us something about yourself. Like, for example, how old are you?
Well, I'm only 12, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh my God, I can't have a 12-year-old on my show.
Really?
Yes, oh my gosh, this is illegal.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I can't believe you're 12 years old. Well, I'm going to stop recording because I can't. So yeah, can you believe that? I mean, 12 years old. I know that Madge has talked to a 13-year-old on her show, but she completely has everybody be quiet and not talk about sex when he's online. But supposedly, I think his parents know that he talks to Madge. But anyway, I was just too scared, and I just couldn't continue with that conversation. I hope Ollie understands. And later in the show, I'm going to play a conversation I had with Mark, Chef Mark, from the Remarkable Palate podcast, and we get into the conversation about talking to 12-year-olds. But in terms of another story about 12-year-olds, I was on Skype talking to someone, and I will not tell you who that person is, but this person, because I don't want to, you know, implicate him in anything, or even, you know, I'm sure he doesn't want anybody to know, but I mean, it doesn't even matter. But the point is that this guy who I was talking to through IM messages, not voice, told me that he was talking to somebody in Iceland, and he told me that the person in Iceland was 12 years old as well. And I was like, oh my God, this is like 12-year-old day, because everybody's talking to 12-year-olds. So I told him, I said, don't discuss anything sexual with him. And if I were you, I would think I would stop the conversation. No matter what you're talking about, I just don't think it's a good idea to be connected with, you know, anybody that young. It's just not a good idea. So I think he did continue to talk with them, but their conversation wasn't anything about sex. It was totally, you know, technology or something. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but in any case, my advice to him was to stop talking to him anyway. But so that's the whole reason this show is called 12-year-olds, because of those two stories. And later in the show, Mark and I talk about other things as well as talking to 12-year-olds. But I did want to talk about a couple other things that I had going on. You know, just you know, like the, I don't know what you call this crap. It's when you just talk about shit, but it's not the whole point of the show. The whole point of the show is the 12-year-olds thing. But anyway, I want to tell you that I got my hair cut after work today. And I tried to follow the boyfriend's advice and call the same lady who cut my hair last time. Well, from work I called, and turns out that the lady no longer works there, so I have no idea where she is. So I went back to the Asian lady that I've been to several times before, as I think we referred to her shop as the Chop Shop or something, but as it turns out, again, she was not working today, so I had to go with a totally different Asian lady who cut my hair. But, you know, as far as my haircuts go, they're pretty simple. And this one didn't talk at all. You know, like I was telling you last time, the Asian lady talked my ear off and asked me all kinds of stuff. But this one just cut my hair and did the job, and that was it. So, you know, no big deal there. But I'm not going to – I was considering taking a picture and putting it on the website of my haircut. But I don't want to do that, so I'm not going to do that. But just know that I got a haircut, and it went just fine. Now, the other thing I was going to tell you was that Sunday evening, because you're listening – I'm not going to say that. This is Tuesday's show, but on Sunday evening, Chef Mark of the Remarkable Pal podcast and John Ong from the Online podcast and I, the three of us, recorded a show to hopefully be played on Madge Weinstein's Yeast Radio, well, actually, Sirius Stars 102, when she's on vacation in the summertime, because see, I don't know if you listen to her show, but she is going to Europe for, I think, like 3 months. She's leaving on Thursday, and she asked queer podcasters to send in shows that she could have just in case she can't get a show out, and she can tell her producer to post one of these shows. So she wanted to have like a catalog of shows to pull from. So we went ahead and recorded an almost an hour-long show to submit to Madge for her vacation when she's gone. So it went really well. We were silly as hell. We were talking about creating a gay dinner party. So, and I have some outtakes from some stuff that we talked about at the show, and I'm only going to play a couple of minutes because I want this to be less than 30 minutes. So listen to this little bit of outtakes that we had, being silly and stuff. And then after that, I'm going to go into the conversation I had with special delivery. Like I'm getting this so fucked up because I'm trying to get it all done in a certain amount of time. But anyway, after the outtakes from the show that John Ong and I recorded with a Remarkable Palette podcast, you will hear my conversation with Chef Mark of the Remarkable Palette podcast again, because he's becoming like a regular on the show now. He could almost be like our co-host. But anyway, okay, so listen to this and then enjoy that conversation with Mark. So here you go.
Sure.
I'm definitely not posting this show now.
Okay.
God, I ruined the recording.
Did you know that... no, I want you to post this show. It's kind of nice. Edit that.
No, I'm eating now.
So I hate editing. I'm eating.
Me too. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Right, as evidenced by the ample burping on both of your podcasts.
When's the last time you heard a burp on my show? I don't burp anymore.
A week ago, right?
Exactly.
I don't care. Did you hear me? I said, like, I'm not gonna go to the point where I have to edit my burp out.
Well,
I'm sorry, that is too far.
Thursday's show, I edited the burp out.
Why do you drink soda? Just don't drink soda.
I don't drink soda.
What causes these burps?
Because he's very gassy.
I'm very gassy.
How is it that in the middle of a show, this uncontrollably, this air escapes from you? Unless you're
because
drinking
I always
things.
Eat before I
okay,
I do
there
the
you
show.
Go. Don't eat before the show and don't drink.
No, I'm not that dedicated. You know, I'm just like, you know, I'm gonna record when I have time.
Plus, if you think about the original point of podcasting, it's a slice of life. It's just you just talk and let it go. It wasn't until
let it go exactly.
Well, because I really think that it wasn't until iTunes where people started to create these really professional podcasts. You know.
Yeah.
Where everything is edited out and
yeah.
No, I only edit when it is a serious issue.
I don't burp that much in real life, and
I do. The thing is, I do. I said if you want to, if you want to get a slice of my life, you know, you're gonna get to get a slice with my air.
But for you gassy gals, haven't you in all of your years of life mastered like discreetly burping? Like if you're in public, you just go.
No,
do you discreetly like cover your mouth and like swallow?
I do. The problem is when I'm doing my. The thing is, when I'm doing my recording, I'm alone. And yeah, I'm usually alone, and so I just let it out. And
no, you're not alone. You've got thousands of little wannabes listening to you.
Well, that's why. That's why. But the thing is, the reality is, if you look right now, open your eyes, I'm just talking into a microphone.
Right.
You know, even though both of you are there, it's just that, you know, I'm just so if you start thinking, I think, you know, you can do whatever you want. Anybody can do whatever they want. They can stop listening to my show if I burp too much. But I have always been burping. And I don't do that intentionally. It's just that sometimes I don't – it's moments that I don't think about that I come out.
I was going to say, when it's those kind of burps, it sounds like you're accentuating them.
My mama done raised me right.
Yeah.
And no, I should say that it's part of an Asian culture. We should burp. Oh, I have got a passport to burp.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. It's,
are you ruining my culture?
It's actually Chinese. No, it's actually Chinese. It's not Asian. It's not Asian. It's Chinese.
I know Japanese do that.
The Japanese do not burp publicly like that.
They do on dining
table.
Excuse
me. Oh my God, now see, I'm going to have to edit that out of my show. God damn it.
You can tell people that was mine.
John Ong, you burped on my show.
But see, that's what's cool, you can talk about the differences in different Asian cultures, because, I mean, certain things are accepted in certain cultures, and right. Others they're not.
Oh, you know what we should do? This, you should put this in your Remarkable Palate podcast.
Oh, no, this is definitely not his... This isn't your kind of thing, is it, Mark?
this thing that I'm just about to tell you. Okay. You've been to Japan, and so you know that when you drink soup, you pick up the bowl.
Yes.
And when you eat rice, you don't pick up the bowl.
No.
The bowl is on the table, and that's why the bowl is shaped.
But you position the food – well, no, in China anyway, you position your food over your bowl.
Correct. And in China, you pick up your rice bowl, yes, and you scoop the rice into your mouth using your chopsticks.
Yes.
So that is the difference in culture. And Chinese don't drink soup with the bowl drinking like that. That's considered rude.
No, they use
you have to drink soup with a soup spoon.
Yes.
So, yeah, even among Asians, so that's
there
why.
There are a lot of big differences like that, yeah. I mean, and other really serious taboos, like in Thailand, you know, showing the bottoms of your feet or touching the tops of people's heads.
Yeah, yeah,
is
the
a
head.
Big,
oh, my gosh.
Big no-no. Never, and that's what, you know,
you
Americans.
You mean like the head of their penis?
Come you can on. Pet that. You
lighten
can pet
it up.
That
lighten it up.
Well, but like Americans, you know, our tendency is anytime we see cute little children, right, we pat them on the head. Well, in Thailand, that's a big no-no. You know, don't pat little children on the top of the head, because the top of the head is the most sacred part of the body, and the bottom of the feet are the most non-sacred part of the body, which is why you don't show your bottoms of your feet to people. You see, that's not it's the least sacred part of your body. And the top of your head, by contrast, is, and therefore you don't mess with it. You don't touch it.
Very good.
Can you touch the top of your head with the bottom of your foot?
No way, I can't.
Then you have. It's like a. Then it's like the flag. You have to then burn it.
All right. Well, listen. Are we finished, you guys? Because I want to get moving on. I got things to do.
Yeah. What I'd like. Cool.
Well, this was fun, kids. I hope that Madge selects it and we get on Sirius. I think that would be so cool.
If not, we'll just play it on one of our shows.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll put it on Archer Radio and on Online.
Yeah.
We can put part one on Archer and part two on Online.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, because that's too long of a show for my
to force people to listen to both.
It's like you know, the two smallest,
Yeah, no kidding.
listenership, and we probably already share a lot of our listeners, you know?
I think we do.
wait a minute. You guys both say that. How many listeners do you have?
I have about 125 on average.
Lately, I've been having like about 200.
That's a lot of listeners.
But other podcasters have thousands.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, stop thinking about the
number. They say they have thousands.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Now, on a good day, I've had like 400 before.
I'm averaging, we're back down again, so I'm averaging about like 700 listens.
Oh my God.
It depends on the, it's also how much work we do.
We were having up to like 1,100, you know. I had 1,100 listeners.
Oh my God.
Do you know why? Any show that has content that is informational content typically will get more listeners, because people do have a purpose to tune in, and people just have to at some point realize that, oh my gosh, John talking about his, you know, burping is actually a form of entertainment also, because there's no such entertainment out there besides podcasting and audio blog.
Right.
So yes. Some, you know, they just have to find out, and both of our shows are like that.
Exactly. And I'm listed in the audio blog, so I'm not in the comedy section or the information section or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, neither
also,
am
when
I.
You list as explicit, then you get more listeners too.
Which I am listed as
mine
explicit.
Is I just list it explicit just to cover my ass. Because,
yeah, so that I can
know,
say shit,
I may
fuck,
say the
damn,
wrong thing.
Cunt, pussy, you know.
Yeah. I don't want to say
we
the
We didn't
wrong
say
thing.
Prolapse once in the show.
Oh, my
how
God,
gonna
we didn't.
How
right?
are they going to think it's Madge? They're not going to tune in if they don't hear prolapse.
Well, we said that we were
We say a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, we did. No, I think it's going to be a good show. I do.
48:30, you said?
48:30.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So... Get let's get off, and you guys can email me your stuff.
I will do that.
Or
all right.
Yeah, the links. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks. So I'm on Skype, and I find that Mark of the Chef Mark from the Remarkable Palate Podcast is online. Hey, Mark, are you there?
I am here, yeah.
I keep forgetting to call you Chef Mark now.
Don't you insubordinate me in my kitchen.
No, not at all. I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to say hey and say we had a great time recording that show last night.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And you did a great job editing it, too.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope that the listeners will get a chance to hear it sometime this summer if they're listeners to Madge's show, if you know, should she need that.
I hope so, too, because I think it was funny. And actually, yeah. I'm going to play some outtakes of the some of the audio that we recorded that isn't in the show on my show a little later. So you'll get to hear it.
What do we call it? The Mary Sessions. That's what you'll call it.
The Mary Sessions? Like, Mary? Like, what? Why would we call it the Mary Sessions?
Because he had a couple of Marys there.
Oh, okay.
Only two, you know. There was then there, you
well, yeah, the two of you.
Oh, yeah. Two Marys and a man. That's what we should call it. Two Marys and a man.
Two Marys and a man.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were just talking about my latest purchase. I don't normally do... Oh, did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. There was a thunk sound from AOL. I'm
oh, you're
AOL
chatting on AOL? Setting up another sex party?
Yeah, right. No, I just was checking my mail. I just arrived home from a long day slaving in the kitchen.
Aww.
But on my way home, I stopped, and I'm not usually one for retail therapy, and this wasn't, you know, I'm not, I simply don't do that, but I bought a bunch of stuff, and stuff that I needed, but it felt good, you know, it's still fun to open stuff up when you get home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I bought some really cool recording equipment for the podcast, so hopefully in the next week or so, people will start to hear a marked difference in the sound quality of some of my remote recordings.
Oh, I'm sure we will. You got the Marantz PMD 660, right?
Yes.
And I've heard really that other cool podcasters machine. Use that, and it has a great quality.
Yes, I actually recorded with it with my friend Don Genova, who's also on the Culinary Podcast Network. He has a show called All You Can Eat, and he's a professional journalist in British Columbia. And he was using that, and he had me put the headphones on, and wow, it was amazing. And he had this really great mic, which I also got a good, you know, a similar mic to it. So it should really be good quality sound for my sound scene tours.
Excellent.
I'm very excited about it. So I'm charging the batteries now, and I can't wait to play with it.
Oh, play with it. Well, just to
see you managed to make everything dirty, don't you?
I do. It's terrible. I was just going to tell the listeners that they don't know that we record a show, hopefully, to fill in one of the days that Madge is on vacation in Europe. And we were awfully sexual on that show. At least I was. I was
Archer
turning,
was ribald.
I was turning everything sexual.
Yeah, he was turning everything dirty. And also, he was making filthy references with regard to my food, which I didn't appreciate.
Really?
Scatological references.
Were you upset with that?
Well, I just, you know, it's never good to have anyone's mind things of scatological or bodily function nature having to do with your food, you know? I mean, it's never good to have that in your mind.
No, of course it's not. And, it, you know, it was just all in fun. Mm-hmm. It was.
No,
like
I know.
The cum-filled canapes. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Well, so now you have your shows. Your next show's coming out. When does it usually come out? Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. I put it out midnight Tuesday, and you know, coming out on Wednesdays. So every week I do a show.
And what's this week going to be about?
This week, actually, oddly enough, is going to be that interview I did with Don Genova. He came to New York for the James Beard Awards. He was actually nominated for an award in the webcast category for his show, and I took him on a little sound scene tour around the Upper West Side, and we went into Zabar's and H&H Bagels, and we went to one of the green markets on the Upper West Side, and we met there with his wife, and then we went and had some lunch. So we got some cool audio there, and he interviewed me mainly, but I also turned the tables and interviewed him a little bit, and so the section of me interviewing him is what you'll hear on the podcast.
Well, now, will he post the part that he interviewed you on his?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's planning on putting that out in the next few weeks.
Now, what's the name of his podcast specifically?
His podcast is called All You Can Eat.
All You Can Eat. Okay.
Yeah. And
that's on the Culinary Podcast?
Vancouver, British Columbia.
Is that
on? It is on the... Yes. It's on the Culinary Podcast Network.
Excellent.
So there's 13 shows there for people to listen to.
Lots and lots of information there. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We're always putting out new shows. It's fun.
Very good.
So, yeah. Well, so now, anyway, I will let you go and do your show.
Well, let me just ask you one other question, because I'm just just thinking about this totally. Now, because you're on Skype a lot, do you record with anybody else on Skype? Because I know you're like a regular visitor or guest on my show now.
I do, actually. Well, Jennifer Yanolo and I use Skype a lot for our recordings, where we're on each other's shows a lot. We're business partners. She and I run the Gilded Fork.
Right.
And which is the parent company that runs the Culinary Podcast Network. And so we use it a lot for our business. She's up in the Hudson Valley in Orange County, you know, near Hyde Park.
Oh, I didn't realize she was that far away
west,
from you.
All that, yeah. And I'm here in New York City, so we use Skype a lot for our business as well as for a lot of our recordings. And so I use it with some of the other foodcasters, as well as just, you know, some friends, some of the Lost casters too. You know about the Lost cast, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
I'm really into Lost, the TV show.
And, I'm not into it at all.
Yeah, I've become a regular with some of the Lost casters as well, like Cliff over at the Generally Speaking podcast. Well, that's an interesting story, actually. My little brother, I have a little brother who's 12.
Oh my gosh, that's right, you do.
Yeah, here I'm, you know, I'm 35 and my brother is 12, because my dad, you know, has a second family, or, you know, second wife and, you know,
right,
family. And he's totally, well, first of all, last year he was totally obsessed with Star Wars, which was perfect because I was totally obsessed with Star Wars when I was his age. And I'm still, you know, I was totally into the prequels and everything. So we went to Europe last summer together. We went to Spain and we rented a car and drove around, the four of us. And we were in the back seat the whole time talking about Star Wars.
Oh my God, that's
crazy. And it drove my dad crazy.
You became a 12-year-old.
Yeah, it was great, you know, because we were doing all our Jedi mind tricks on people. And but anyway, so Gabriel has actually started to become obsessed with Lost. He traded his, you know, when you're a 12-year-old boy, you're obsessed with one thing at a time, right? And
right.
He traded his Star Wars obsession for an obsession with Lost. And so. Unbeknownst to each other, we were both becoming regular contributors to a couple of the Lost casts. My little brother would call in to Generally Speaking or to the Lost podcast with Jay and Jack, and I would be sending in my audio comments. You know, here as the podcaster, right, I would record and send them in. You know, I wouldn't just call a phone line, right? So, and then it turned out that Cliff ran both of our contributions in the same show.
Oh my God!
And I listened to it and I was blown away. I said, oh my God, that was so
funny.
That's my
brother.
Yeah. Well, I sent in a little, sort of a comedic little food tip, you know, how I do the kitchen quick tips. And I said, well, here's actually an island quick tip. And it's a tip for skinning fish, since, you know, you're stuck on a desert island and you eat a lot of fish. So I gave a nice little tip on how to skin fish cleanly.
Oh, very cool.
And the same time, my little brother called in with an audio comment, and he played them both on the same show, and he had no idea that we were related at all, right? Because here's, you know, Chef Mark in New York, and then here's this kid named Carlos in Albuquerque, and so that was a lot of fun when I called it to Cliff's attention. Yeah, and he's since been playing a lot of my brother's comments, which, you know, was kind of cool because this is a smart kid. You know, he's a really smart kid, and he plays his comments a lot on there. You know, not because he's a kid, just because he has really astute comments. So yeah. I think that's really cool.
Well, what one thing that you don't realize is that I'm going to call this show 12-year-olds. Let me tell you why. Because this is funny that this is the third story today I've had about 12-year-olds. Before I have this listener Ollie, and actually the listeners who are listening to the show, I've already talked about this earlier in the show, but what you don't know is that I was talking to this guy named Ollie on Skype, and we had emailed back and forth, and then I find him on Skype, and we Skype, and then he tells me he's 12 years old. And I was like, okay, I can't have a 12-year-old on my show. I'm so sorry. I had to cut him off.
Hadn't done the... Okay, I'm sorry.
What'd you miss?
No, I thought this was the guy from the UK who got after you for not...
It is.
It's the same guy.
Yes, and he's 12 years old.
So you're like, okay, stay away.
I was freaking out. I'm like, do you realize... Well, after I stopped recording, I did talk to him for like 3 or 4 more minutes and said, you know, you do realize this is a gay podcast. And he said, yeah, but I'm straight. And I'm like, you're 12 years old. How do you know you're straight?
I hope the NSA isn't listening.
Well, my God, I'm thinking, you know, if his parents hear this, but then he tells me that he listens to Andrew of I Say, and... Nick in Paris and some other podcasts.
Well, that's fine for him, but you're the one that's going to get in trouble.
I know, because they're over in Europe, but I'm thinking, no way. No, I'm so sorry, Ollie, but I just can't have you on the show.
Yeah. So, you know, you know what? Actually, that's happened a few times where online I'll be like cruised by guys who are relatively young, you know, and they're like, oh, I'm 18. I'm like, okay, I want to be sure you're well over 18.
Yeah, exactly.
Lest you're fudging the age to begin with, you know?
Exactly.
It sort of scares me a little bit.
It scared me to death. I was like, if your parents only knew that, you know, you're talking to a... I said, you're talking to a 42-year-old man. This is not right. This is not right.
Right. And there might... Yeah, exactly. There must be some law somewhere that you could get in trouble.
Yeah. So anyway, I've already.
But that's that's too bad too, because you know that we have a society that makes these assumptions and that thinks that automatically if an older man and a younger man are speaking, that there's something untoward going on.
Exactly.
And that's one of those things we don't really talk about, and I think it's an unfortunate residue from our Victorian, you know, this sort of puritanical British background that we have, you know, where ironically, where, you know, something like that is seen as weird, and any open speaking about one's sexuality is feared, yet it coexists with a situation whereby, you know, people won't speak about it, but then there's stuff going on that you wouldn't want going on.
Exactly. You know? And I just don't, because that's the first thing you think of instantly is, oh my God, it's a pedophile trying to get a 12-year-old kid.
Right. You know? When in reality it's the opposite, right? It was a young gentleman who approached you having listened to your show.
Right, who enjoys podcasts, you know. But
right.
I get
so
scared right away because no, not at all, but I got scared.
He wasn't
scared.
Like a curious youth that was curious and questioning his sexuality and wanting to speak to an older gentleman about it?
No, we didn't say anything about sex.
Okay.
I just said, "Do you realize this is a gay podcast?" And he said, "Yeah." I'm like, okay, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
So, because...
Well, that's really too bad. You know, it really is too bad. I think you're smart to have cut that off, but it's unfortunate that we live in a society that, you know, that, where that is the situation.
Exactly.
You know? And I think it also is unfortunate in that what has happened, there's, as a result, I think there's an entire generation of gay men who could be amazing role models for young men, regardless of whether they're gay or straight, but because we're deathly afraid of any kind of implication of pedophilia, I think that there's a whole generation of gay men who just aren't—they don't put themselves out there as role models for young men, and that's a shame.
Exactly, and into any kind of situation where they're alone with a youngster or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even not even just boys, but just children in general.
Right.
I was a teacher. The very first job I had out of college, I taught French at an all-girls school on the Upper East Side in New York City.
That's right, yeah.
My first day that I actually showed up for work, the headmistress had me in her office, and she said, okay, Mark, I just want to tell you one thing. Don't ever, ever be in a room alone with one of our students for your own protection. She said, I know that you would never, you know, do anything, but just don't ever be in a room alone with any of our students.
Yep.
Don't
she's
ever
absolutely
let
right.
the door close, you know, and she said, and some of the girls will want to be in a room alone with you.
Yeah, because you're
but
so
don't
hot.
Don't let it happen. Well, that wasn't, yeah, I mean, whether or not, you know, it's because I'm hot or just, you know, they like to push the limits.
Right.
You know, and here, and it's also a situation where it's a girls' school and the vast majority of teachers were women. So I think there were a total of 5 men, you know, and there were 2 of us who were under the age of 40.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just whether I was hot or not, you know, those girls are going to want to get in a room alone with me.
That's true.
And I thought to myself, well, I'm glad that she gave me that warning and it was always at the forefront of my mind, but it's sad.
It's
really sad that we're, you know, and I think of the children's hour. You know, the
oh my God,
helmet
yes,
play.
Yes.
And I think it's terrible that we live in such a society. But anyway, yeah. You're smart to have cut off that conversation.
So, and then I have,
and I hope you're. But let me just say, I hope that your young friend is listening.
Oh, he is,
understands.
Yes.
So
I think he
Ollie,
does understand.
Keep listening, and
I think he does understand.
Cool.
But there's also I have another story for about 12-year-olds. But you'll just have to listen to the show to hear that one.
I will. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the chat.
All right.
And I will talk to you later.
Say hi to the boyfriend.
I sure will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, boys and girls, that was our conversation with Mark of, I should say, Chef Mark of the Remarkable Palate Podcast. And that ends our show for today, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation. And until next time, boys and girls, bye. I should